The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Gangs who recruit children are to face up to 5 years in prison under new legislation being introduced by the government. This follows the publication of the Greentown Project, which found that criminal gangs were recruiting and exploiting children as young as 8 years of age, using drugs or alcohol and the notion of status. Research by Blanchardstown Local Drug and Alcohol Task Force found that the typical age of drug runners in a large Dublin suburb has fallen from 13 to just 10 in recent years. This is Henry McKean speaking to the author of the report, Janet Robertson, last week.
There's a number of different reasons why 10-year-olds are getting involved. The first would be to make easy money. The second is for social status and to increase that. We've been told a family context is also apparent, whereby older family members would be involved in the drug trade, and so the youngsters are being pulled in. Also, what we think is there's a link between drug debt intimidation and drug running and drug dealing. What our research has found is over the 5 years, an increase in drug debt intimidation, and what we're thinking is that under 18s are being pulled into drug running to pay off drug related debts.
Now, to tell us more about the proposed new legislation, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, joins us. Minister, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Hi.
Now, there is already legislation where children are involved in crime on the instruction of gangland figures. What is that current legislation, and how would the new legislation add to that?
So at the moment we have a law, it's Criminal Law Act from back in 97, and what this essentially sets out is that it's an offence for an adult we're talking about here, and generally we're targeting those who are in criminal gangs to procure or to groom or to coerce or to force a young person to commit a child or to commit an offence, and they are treated as the principal offender. So you can press charges against the adult for the crime that has been committed by the young person. What it doesn't do, however, is it doesn't take into account the damage that is done to the child. And these are, as you've just said, these are children as young as 8 or 9. They're vulnerable. It doesn't specifically criminalise this harm. So what we're introducing here is a separate offence where you can prosecute an adult for coercing, for grooming, for exploiting essentially a child, whether a crime is committed or not. So it's not just about the actual act itself. And what this means, and maybe just to give you an example, and there was, I suppose, specific talk about drugs, you know, we're seeing where younger people, they're being given nice things, they're being told about a nice lifestyle, they're being given drugs as well, and then they're being dragged into this, and they're becoming drug runners and selling drugs at a very young age. What this will mean is that the adult itself, and look, obviously there's a process that will have to be gone through, and the guards will have to gather evidence and bring a case, but this adult can be prosecuted for the crime, but then they can be prosecuted separately for this particular exploitation of children. Yeah. Prosecution. So, and the penalty is up to 5 years, as well as any other penalty that might be given by a judge. So there's a number of things here, really, but the two main objectives here are firstly to prevent these young people from being dragged into a life that never ends well. It may start well and you know, it might look like a good life. It never ends well for these children or their families, and to stop this from happening. And the second is to send a very clear message to these gangs that we won't allow them to do this, and this is something that we are absolutely determined to stop. And obviously this legislation is part of a lot of other work that's happening in other different areas, but this is one cog in the wheel, so to speak.
When I heard about it overnight, I just thought, you know, it could be called the Fagan legislation or the Oliver Twist legislation, where Fagan was grooming the young kids to pick a pocket or two. But this obviously is much more serious stuff, becoming drug runners and so on. The burden of proof might be very high, though, trying to discover that this child, although, you know, being a minor, you can't necessarily say they are willing participants. But the trying to prove that some gangland figure was actually grooming someone, it could be a difficult business for a prosecuting barrister in court.
You know, and I think there will be challenges, and particularly when it comes to any type of prosecution, where you have these type of very dangerous and very powerful criminal networks involved, there are always challenges. And if you're asking for people to come forward and to give evidence, that's very difficult for a child. But that's not a reason not to do it, I suppose, would be my very clear view on that. We need to send a very clear message to the young people and their families that we are there, that we want to protect them, that there is a law that will actually penalise and punish these people, and that acknowledges that the children are victims here too. What starts off as something, you know, that might seem small and petty type of offences, you know, I've seen so many stories and heard from different people who are now much older, you know, it then started moving into much more serious type of offences, and they were very much entrapped in a very short space of time and felt that there was no other way out. So this is to show people that there is another way out. But I do acknowledge that it's not always easy, and I can only imagine a young child or their family being asked to give evidence or to cooperate with the Gardaí. And that's why the Greentown report is so important. So what it did was it looked at the influence of criminal networks on children in Ireland. It showed really very clearly how this influence increased the level of offending by a small number of children, and that these networks were operating course of control. And it set out a design for a programme to try and include interventions with these children, with their families, to help them withstand the influence of criminal networks. And based on all of that work that was carried out in the University of Limerick back in 2016 and subsequent work, we have just in the last few weeks launched two pilot programmes based on all of that evidence. Obviously, I can't say maybe where they are exactly because they're quite sensitive, but there's over 4 million in funding has been put behind this over the next 3 years. So it's about working with the communities, the children, their families, putting that support network around them so that they can come forward, they feel safe to come forward, and that they're encouraged to come forward as well.
The children of whatever age may be enticed by the lure of money and luxury goods and perhaps even some sort of imagined status in the young community by getting involved. But many of them ultimately might be involved in this through fear, intimidation and so on. And, you know, not having confidence maybe in the Gardaí to protect them if they're to testify against Mr. Big.
Absolutely. And again, you know, this will be a challenge. As I've said, I don't think that's any reason not to do this. A lot of the time these children are lured in. And yes, children as young as 10 or 12, they're given drugs and then they develop habits as well. And as your previous speaker mentioned, they then become embroiled in this debt and they're doing things out of fear. So it's about trying to take away that fear. It's about making sure that they know that the guards are there to protect them, that there is legislation there that can actually put these people away. And that it's acknowledging the significant harm that this is doing, not just to those young people, but to their families as well. I mean, as part of this, obviously, as I've said, this legislation is one element of it. But these criminal gangs, you know, we introduced and I introduced legislation that we hope to have enacted this year to increase minimum sentencing for conspiracy to murder. So what we're finding as well, you know, what starts off with what might seem like petty charges, these people then get into a much more serious life of crime where they are then asked to commit murders. So we're trying to make sure that those people who are in charge, who are at the very top, who maybe not get their hands dirty, that they are facing the most severe penalties for what they are doing to these young people and how they are involving them in their life of crime. So there's a lot of different things that are happening here to try and target these gangs. Yeah. But to prevent
because
this
you might be a runner at the age of 10 or 11 and then, you know, reading about some of the things in the Drogheda area, 15 and 16 year olds being used as enforcers to try to get drug debts paid. And then they involve themselves in things like petrol bombings and things like that, which are much more serious crimes and which would carry very severe prison sentences. So quite easy to, you know, graduate from being on your BMX bike or whatever they're driving these days, whizzing around the place, doing this, that and the other for the big guys. But you get a bit older and you're sucked into more serious crime.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, what you find is that children and people are, you know, we're still talking about children at 16 or 17 where they are committing serious offences and it's not their first. There may be multiple offences where they're constantly involved and engaged with the Gardaí. And really the intention here is to try and stop that before it gets to that point. So these things start off at a young age and they're getting younger. They start off as small, petty types of criminal offences and work that they're doing. They very quickly escalate into these serious crimes. And suddenly you have a young person whose entire life was ahead of them is now being directed either towards prison or in some instances, even worse outcomes. So it's about trying to stop this at the very early stages. Yeah. It's about making that message clear to those children, but their families as well. And I know that there's obviously some instances where families are involved in this, but that's why the whole wraparound approach, and you mentioned yeah. Drogheda, we have a
you've
report.
You've actually anticipated... You've anticipated the question I was going to ask next, which was about whether there are particular difficulties in law about applying this kind of legislation to the parents of a child or to the perhaps more likely the male parent of a child where the grooming is actually taking place inside the home. We seem to have lost the minister, so that question will remain unanswered. I know the minister has to leave us anyway, so Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, thank you very much for joining us. Now, we talked about curfews, and even Professor Aoife McLysett this morning said not particularly in favour of curfews, but let me tell you what's just breaking from France. The French Prime Minister has announced a new evening curfew will begin nationally right across France, starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. It's a tightening of a curfew already in place since December, which restricted movement from 8 o'clock until 6 in the morning. And the Prime Minister described the country's situation as worrying, with infections remaining at a high plateau. New restrictions also for people arriving into the country. This is going to be pretty tough on the French. The national curfew will stay in place for at least 15 days, and it means that everyone must be at home unless they're returning from school or work by 6 o'clock every evening. All shops and businesses will have to close when the curfew begins, except for emergency services. Now, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, the line dropped out there for a moment, but she is back. Minister, I was asking that question, what about if, you know, for this legislation you're proposing, if the grooming is happening actually in the family home, where a father more likely is grooming the child to become a criminal, to follow up on the family business?
So really what I would say is this legislation doesn't differentiate between whether or not this is a family member or whether this is somebody from an outside gang, or, you know, whether somebody who's not in a gang either, because it's obviously not exclusive to that. This does create a challenge, and of course it is more difficult where you have family members involved. But again, it's about making sure that the message is very clear, that the supports are there for the community as well, and that obviously we're providing a wraparound support for the entire community and all of these families as well. And you mentioned Drogheda, and obviously there's work that has been done by Vivian Guerin, and the finalised report is due to come to me in the coming weeks, and this is similar to previous reports that have been done, setting out socioeconomic and community plans for areas where there are particular difficulties. I mean, if a child feels and they're influenced by their own family that there is no other way to make money, there is no other way to advance themselves, then it is much easier for them to go into that type of life. So it's about making sure we reach these children in schools. It's about making sure we have the right social supports that are available to them, be it through youth groups, be it through extracurricular activities, be it working with the Gardaí in the various different community programmes on the ground, but also making sure that all of these services are talking to each other, are engaged with each other, and are providing that wraparound service. So we have a number of these type of plans that are currently being implemented in new areas, and we have a number of new pilots that are going to be developed early this year across the country as well, making sure that the community is involved, the services are involved, the different departments are involved, the Gardaí are involved, and that there is this wraparound support. So again, as I've said, this legislation is just one element of that, but there's a really whole of society approach here that needs to be taken.
The listeners are suggesting that 5 years is lenient. You know, you get sentenced for five and you're out in three, the child might still be a child when the perpetrator of the grooming emerges from prison. But 5 years would be seen as a fairly severe sentence, wouldn't it, in these kind of contexts?
Well, again, to put it into context, if somebody is charged and prosecuted, they will likely be, and there's a high probability that they will be charged for the offence as well as the actual exploitation of the child. So they can be charged separately. At the moment, a person can be charged with an offence of forcing or grooming or coercing a child into to committing a crime, whereas this will mean that they can be charged with that offence. There was a penalty, obviously, with that, depending on what the judge decides. And they can be charged with this as a separate offence up to 5 years as well. So it won't be just the one offence in many instances. And really, I think, you know, if you look at, I suppose, the different time scales and the sentences that are handed down, up to 5 years for this offence alone is quite a significant offence. And I do think, and I hope it sends a very strong signal that this is something we're taking very seriously and that the Gardaí themselves are absolutely intent on now trying to prosecute when we can.
Would you consider making these consecutive sentences, or is it in your gift rather than concurrent? Because, you know, the situation where someone does 50 burglaries and each one might take a sentence of 2 years or whatever, and they end up doing 2 years for all the burglaries.
So,
do you know what I mean?
So not something that's within my remit, unfortunately. It's something that a judge would have to decide. But I think a judge will have to take into account the severity of what is happening here, the impact that it's having on the child or had on the child, but also the crime that has been committed or potentially committed. So it's not that the offence will have to have taken place. It's the intention, it's the exploitation, it's the grooming of the child here. So that's something very much that the Gardaí, obviously, presenting their case, working with the DPP, will have to present. And obviously a judge will have to make that decision.
Yeah. Here's a question which I'm sure a lot of people will have been thinking about. Does your new legislation apply to people who groom children to commit what would be regarded, say, as petty crime, like shoplifting, that kind of thing, or, you know, dipping into someone's bag to steal a mobile phone?
It does. I mean, it doesn't discriminate, or it doesn't specifically say what type of offence has to be committed. It doesn't say that one offence is more severe than the other. But if you can, and if the guards can show that this child has been targeted, you know, we're talking about vulnerable young people, that they have been in some way coerced or forced to do this, irrespective of whether it's, you know, stealing something from a shop or selling drugs, or as things get more severe, that shouldn't make a difference. But obviously, you know, what we're seeing is, unfortunately, these crimes are much more serious and becoming much more serious at a younger age. So, you know, the legislation is there to make sure that any type of grooming, any type of exploitation of children, that will be dealt with, and that people will face anything from 1 year, I suppose, depending on if it's seen as a more minor offence, to up to the 5 year significant penalty.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, thank you very much for joining us and outlining the proposed legislation to make the grooming of children to commit crime an offence which can attract a sentence of up to 5 years.